Okay, I still can't believe you've never had a date at the mall. It's like a rite of passage in high school. Yeah, I mean, like, you would go to the mall with your friends on a Friday night, and like, all the boys would go to, and like, you would awkwardly flirt, like, teasing, and you know, playing hard to get in the food court until one couple got brave and dared to break away from the group and hold hands. Oh my gosh. And then the rest of the group would like make fun of them while the guy would buy his new girlfriend like stupid things from Hot Topic. Malls are perfect for dates. I mean, why not? Like, there's everything here. You can get a soft pretzel, boba tea, new shoes, and dodge preteens at every turn, all without going outside the comfort of slightly stale central air conditioning. Okay, yeah, I mean, it's a little dorky, but it'll be fun. Come on, hold my hand and buy me things I don't need from Hot Topic, babe. Really? I mean, that's fair. I think I've been in Hot Topic like once, and that was like somewhere around, oh god, like 2007. Oh, do you think they still sell anime T-shirts and like those like edgy little decorations that were shaped like, you know, human appendages? Oh my god, I swear to god, I am not making that up. It was scandalous to go into Hot Topic because like you'd probably see a cartoon appendage. Oh no, yeah, you're right, that was Spencer's. Yeah, I guess they were both a little like too edgy for high school me. I was a good girl then. I don't know. Have you done anything to deserve being good? Huh? Huh? Yeah. You're pretty all right, I guess. It smells amazing. Oh, I think that's the great cookie upstairs. Or does the great cookie still exist? You know, it just occurred to me that I'm walking through this mall, and I don't think I've been in here in literally like 15 years. So my mom and dad might be a little severely out of date. I mean, well, where do you want to go first? You could like start at that end and just go through the whole first floor, or what did you have in mind? Oh, yeah? Okay. I accept. But just know that I'm gonna kick your ass. I mean, I can think of like five different stores that are already competing for the title of freakiest merchandise. So finding the weirdest purchase in this mall will be child's play, babe. Okay. I mean, I still think I'm going to kick your butt, but you know, hey, it's a deal. You pick the store I have to buy something from, and I pick your store. Winner gets, let's let the winner decide for the extra stakes. Shake on it. Oh, you and your kisses won't distract me. You're looking at a woman who has never backed down from a challenge in her life. So, do you want to go straight to our respective challenge stores or just make it a surprise? I mean, hey, sounds good to me. We'll delay your inevitable demise. That's so pretty. Oh my god. Who'd wear that? No, don't stare. Stop. Oh my gosh, I loved this store when I was in high school and college. I mean, yeah, it's a like slightly more expensive boutique, you know, like jewelry, bags, scarves, etc. It looks like they have a few more dresses and things than they used to. Oh, nah, I don't think it's really my style anymore. I was like way preppier back then, but I mean, it's a nice nostalgia moment. What about you? I mean, I think they have a games workshop, and there's another like local D&D and comic store just a few stores down. I mean, yeah, sure. I think it'd be cool to check it out. Do you have any physical dice? And I pretty much always play online, so...
Yeah?
That's so cute! Do your siblings still have their sets, too?
I love that.
I mean, we mostly played board games, and usually only when we went over to my one cousin's house. No, I've never played it, but I mean, everyone always talks about how fun Catan is.
We played, like, 90s and, like, other popular games. You know, like, Monopolies, Categories, Pictionary.
Oh, I loved Cranium. Oh, I destroyed at that game.
No, I don't know what you mean. I am a perfectly well-adjusted and not at all overly competitive individual, thank you.
But yeah, I also wanted to try the Hill House one?
Yes! Betrayal of the Hills. The Betrayal at the House on the Hill. Oh, tongue twister. Yeah, that one.
Everyone in, like, my Friday D&D group tells me it's so fun. I've never had anyone in person to play it with.
Wait, really? Yes. Okay, come on. It's right here.
Hi, I'm great. How are you? We're just looking right now. Thanks.
Okay, so the board games are over there. Ooh, look at those dice. Are those glass? They're so pretty. Oh, and look, babe. They match this set. Oh, and wait. Look at these dish trays. They're dice trays, I meant.
Yeah, I play on Roll20 and Foundry Online. I've never had any physical dice.
Hey, babe. So those dice trays are made by a local guy. I got a business card for his Etsy, too, and they're 2 for $45.
Yeah.
But wait, how did you have time to grab all this stuff?
Oh, my God. Is that a Yumi plushie? She's so cute. Oh, my God. Babe, you were really gonna hold my hand and buy me things?
Okay, wait. New plan for the store. I saw things I wanted to get you too, so let's split up and then meet at the front of the store after we pay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
See you soon.
I'm smiling because I'm excited to show you what I got you.
Come on. Oh, there's a bench over there.
Okay, so I remember how much you said you liked this anime as a kid, and they had a section for model building, so... Ta-da!
Yeah, I remember you loved the one that could, like, change its armor, and then as, like, soon as I saw the blue version and the orange one, I was like, oh, the Liger Zero Schneider, that's the one!
Yeah, it was on sale, it was, like, 15% off?
Oh, come on, you know you love it, though, right?
See? And I love that.
I'm so excited to play Betrayal at the House on the Hill in Catan. And the Yumi plushie is going right on my desk.
Yeah? Okay.
Oh, but let me show you what I got us both first. Okay, here. This one's for you, and then this one's mine.
Aren't they awesome? The guy does his own woodworking and staining, and then his wife designs the fabric for the trays. Oh.
See, look, I got the one with the lilacs and the daffodils and the roses, and yours is the one with the suns and the fun sunglasses.
Of course you're the sunshine, you know, because
you are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
Nope, you are.
Okay, we're not arguing about this in public. We're too disgusting. I refuse. Okay, this one is yours, and I got you these dice.
Look, and they have little quotes from famous literature all posted on the inside.
Yeah, of course you do. It's because you're such a nerd, babe.
You're right. I do love it.
Wait. Oh, they're so cute. The orange ones look like amber. Oh, my God. I didn't even see these are cat dice.
Sneaky, sneaky. But yeah, that guy makes sense. I did see you go talk to that guy at the dice counter, like, instantly. And then, oh, what?
I mean, it's just one more thing, I promise. And it's small, okay? See? Look! It spins! And you can keep it on your keys, so, like, anytime you need to make a choice and can't decide, you can spin it and the D20 can decide for you. I remember. I mean, I do love you, so. But, you know, the times that neither of us can decide and, you know, we can't come to a decision makes me want to cry sometimes.
I love you.
Huh? Okay. Why? Wait, I didn't know we were doing the bet yet. I thought I was supposed to pick your store.
Okay, I'll close my eyes, fine.
Oh, I'm kind of scared. Why is this box so heavy? Oh my god. Stop laughing. Oh my god, you did not. Why am I trying to hide it? I mean, maybe because I don't want everyone in the entire mall to know I'm an anime degenerate, okay? No, you did not win. Yes, I am horrified because you probably just spent $400 on a statue of Sebastian from Black Butler, and no, the ridiculousness of the situation is not lost on me. I mean, no. I don't think I could buy you something worse than this. I don't think it's any of your business where exactly I am going to display this stupidly detailed figure of my anime husband in my room, okay? That's private. No, you didn't win! No. Okay, fine. I cannot think of something that would horrify you more than this purchase horrifies me. No, I'm not going to say it. Because you cheated. You used deeply held, embarrassing anime knowledge against me. I said it before and I'll say it again. You will not distract me with your kisses.
Oh?
Yeah? And just what is my punishment for losing exactly? You know, you will use any excuse to allow yourself to buy me fancy clothes and things I don't need, won't you? You're ridiculous. Thank you. You don't have to. Okay, fair. So, where exactly are you going to take me to buy clothes you want to take back off me?
Oh, jeez, babe, Nordstrom's is so overpriced.
No, you didn't win. You cheated. I am holding hands and following you under protest. I am going to file an appeal with the Silly Couple Amateur Bets Commission. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Please don't spend too much.
No. No, $200. No way.
$250? I am being reasonable. You're the one saying that you want to buy me $5,000 worth of clothes for no reason? Yeah, a date to the mall. We're supposed to go split, like, a lemonade and a soft pretzel from Annie Ann's, not spend a down payment on a car.
Oh, 1,000? Fine. And if you spend a cent more, I won't go down on you for a month.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, I could.
Mm-hmm.
I hate you. Thank you. $1,000 is already an insane amount to be spending.
Oh? Well, okay. I can get behind that. But I do get to veto clothes I really don't think I will look good in.
Yeah, okay. Laying it on a little thick, aren't you, buddy? Okay.
I mean, yeah, you're handsome.
So, the women's clothes are on the next floor up, I think.
Can't believe you said against me.
Yeah, I got my prom dress at Nordstrom's. I went with, like, a couple of my friends. I mean, this might shock you, knowing what you know about me, but it was green.
I know. I'm predictable. What can I say, nature-loving bitch right here?
And I'm sure you looked stupidly handsome even in your pale blue suit.
Okay, well, we're here, so where do we start?
All right, fine, but remember your limit. Oh, this is cute. Oh, and the blue lace would match that, like, one tie I got you last year.
Yeah, it brings out the hazel flecks in your eyes.
Okay, wow, that is, babe, that dress is $400.
Fine, fine, but I'm tallying. I've got my phone out, a calculator, right here, okay? Fine, what else did you want me to try on?
You know, to be honest, I'm sort of surprised you didn't start at the lingerie and bathing suit section.
Ooh, look at that one. Do you think I'll look done, like, with all those straps? I'm just hoping it'll, like, make my boobs look good.
Of course you would say that. You're so down bad.
Of course. I'm down bad for you, too. What do you think about...
Babe, that bikini is practically microscopic. I don't think I can even try that on in the store.
Okay, I'll give it a shot. Anything else you want me to throw on the clothing pile?
You do realize that every new thing you add is probably, like, another 5 minutes in the dressing room?
All right, they have a 5-item limit, so I guess you are waiting your butt out here for the rest of the night.
Yes, it is a cute butt.
I'll be back soon.
Yes, I know. I will show you everything that fits.
Babe! I cannot walk out there and show you this bathing suit. Because it's tiny. Because all you can see is my underwear. Well, then come in here.
Ta-da! Okay, calm down. Sure, my boobs look great, but...
Shh! Because you're not allowed to be in the women's dressing room. Shh! Stop.
Okay. Oh my gosh, that was close.
Oh? I mean, considering I'm not letting you leave until I finish changing and can be your lookout, I guess you really did win the bet. Enjoy your front row seat, babe.
I bet you will.
All right, so what should I try on next? Hello. Did you want to help untie me? Oh, now this is funny, see?
Oh, you thought that you were the one winning?
See, but I think I'm the one with the eyes on the prize right now. Oh, yeah, was seeing me on my knees in this bikini your girl the whole time? I mean, that's fair. You're not exactly a planner. I did have to buy you a 2D keychain to help you make decisions, but, yeah, don't worry. I think I can make all the choices from here.
You need to be quiet, remember? I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, I planned the day, but you were the one who decided you weren't leaving until you bought me $1,000 worth of clothes. You know, this means we're gonna need to get that bathing suit at the very least, right? Come on. Let me at least take it off. Okay. I can't have all this knowledge. You're gonna have to fuck me against every wall of your apartment now. To wait for her to leave before I can even start to change. Baby, we're not going to buy everything here. Fine, but I'm planning the next date somewhere private. And I love you.